I'm going to try and do this in one kind of take, which is difficult for me because I edit in real time. So you'll see me buffering and going, oh shit, that was wrong. But the intention is to be as raw and unfiltered as possible. So this is a little introduction to the clip that you're about to see, which is about Madison's take on social media and why she is reluctant to post and her thoughts on posting. And it's a kind of a ping pong fly on the wall of a recording that was taken from a meeting that we had. And you can see how we both think about social media. I'm chronically online, and Madison is chronically offline. And it has me thinking about how we're all optimizing, or a lot of us are optimizing for social media. So we get into repurposing content and repurposing formats. I put out a poll recently that was, what's your favorite format for listening to podcasts or for consuming podcasts? And it was very split, kind of 50-50 on audio, video, or I like both, people kind of hedging. The point is that we as individuals are having to change the way that we would instinctively create in order to fit in an algorithm that's pushing out everything that is kind of the same. And that's not a new take by any means, but it's something that I think Madison's also touching on in what's coming up later, in that we're all kind of fitting one same mold. And so, is there a possibility for having a decentralized social media platform that isn't algorithm dependent? And does that look something like a No Space, which is a MySpace alternative, which we get to talking to in a later episode? A lot of people have mentioned to us, oh, we're excited for the launch. Madison and I have quietly said, oh, what kind of launch? As individuals, we're very non-linear and kind of flying by the seat of our pants. And we want to share with you that we don't have a polished website. We don't have polished content strategy. We're very intentional in what we aim to put out that is touching on lots of different facets of the ML industry and what that means as a non-technical person. We have some kind of core beliefs that we want to push out through content. That being said, it's a little bit of don't get your hopes up too much. We're not launching some sparkly product. We're not having a repository or a meta repository that's, well, grade A perfect. It's more of an iterative process, and we're just hoping that somebody, anybody, will join us on the ride. So, without further ado, this is the episode.
Maybe we should bring my therapist on for a call and we can talk about
I
my
love
social
that.
media anxiety
Yeah.
and how it's real and it's rooted in rage and logic, actually.
Yeah, for sure.
Would you bring my therapist on? She comes on Thursday, 8 a.m.
Yeah, sure. So is it what, like, is it a digital footprint thing? Is it, which is interesting as well, like.
No, it's like it's this exactly what the I want to find that comment from the Slack of like, I am so comfortable sending messages to you, to a small group of friends, to knowing exactly who I'm talking to,
Yeah.
not to this abstract them. Like that freaks me out. That really does. It changes, like even you see, like sometimes when I feel on, like when I become aware that we are recording and this might be put out in the public, I like feel myself become not natural. And it's because it's the same way that I'm like,
Yeah.
I do as a person, I try to be as like transparent and open-hearted and open-minded and like vulnerable as possible, like when I'm out in the world. But even that, I was just talking to someone about that. You can be all of those things, but our brains have not evolved. Like we can't conceptualize in our brains how infinite and how large the community of people on the internet is, and like the potential reach that it has. You know, like even when I'm walking in a busy park or at a concert venue, you know, like, and I'm not center stage of those things. Like, I would love, this would be so interesting to me to actually read into how like musicians train for, there's a conspiracy theory about this. My old hairstylist told me about like MK Ultra.
What?
MK Ultra was like a CIA hypnosis,
Yeah.
but he specifically said that MK Ultra also helped like hypnotize celebrities into like being able to grasp fame and like all of the
Oh.
attention and stuff like that. And
I
then,
think
but they did, they hypnotized them to get them comfortable so then that they could, this conspiracy was like, so they could
I had this conversation last night as well, and it was about threat classification. So it was like, is the, because when you say all of that, it makes me think about like, what is it that you're afraid of? Is it afraid of like, because you're not afraid of differing opinions, you're not afraid of different people. Is it potential, like, it's like fear of the unknown or like potential variables or what?
It's fear when I'm talking to you or someone I trust, or even someone I don't trust, but like my, I feel a resonance or comfort. It's a fear of not being genuine.
Them not being genuine? Or
me not being genuine.
So
every
like,
time that, like, when I have a fear of, and that's why I'm excited to start putting like videos out, like when I feel natural, like talking to you, I'm going to start, like, I think a goal of mine is to start like video diarying myself, like just talking. I've tried that before, but even still, like, I just feel the scariest thing, I think, for me is like being fake.
Yeah.
I think I've spent my whole life trying to understand and love myself and embody like who I truly am. And like, there's just something that's not natural about the conversion of the physical self to the digital body, and then the digital body to this unknown audience. And it's not to say like, and yeah, we all do it. And it's not like a shapeshifter type thing. It's not like I don't change my mold based on who I'm talking to completely, but like your energy shifts a little bit. You know, when you're talking to a high energy person and you can talk very, very fast, but if you're talking to a more Zen person, like there's things that naturally do, and that's part of who you are. But when you don't, when there's such a mix and it's also unknown, it's just kind of like looking into the void a little bit. It like gets me like a little freaked out.
Yeah, right. Because it's like, why, I was thinking about this the other day, like, why do you post except for what it's like a, it's literally virtue signaling, but
yeah,
like not in a degrading, what's the word? Not in a, can't think of the word, not in a negative way, but yeah. It's like, you're literally signaling your virtues. It's that call and response thing that we've talked about. That's like, you're trying to find your people, but then like you're saying, like, what if your people misinterpret what you've said because your tone wasn't right for them at the right time?
People like based yeah. on, and I think about this just like between languages, like,
yeah, you know, right,
talk to non-native English speaking people, and there's sometimes that things just get lost in translation, but then you're with them in person and there's this yeah. non-verbal resonance that like matters more. I feel like that is me. I have met my tribe in person by being in my natural element, you know what I mean? So for me, it's like, it feels the fear of the first step of like me really having an online presence. If you see, I don't have an online presence, like, because it feels like I have to build it first in my mind. Like, I have to be okay, like switching on this gear of like, okay, Madison's entering her like metaverse world. And like, you know, she's the same her, but she has blue hair and like, you know, and like perkier boobs, whatever the fuck, like the witty personality, whatever the fuck it is, right? Like, it's me modified. And I don't know, like, I guess why I've hesitated for it for so long. Well, one, I was hoping that some of the problems of social media would like go away, but they haven't. And like, you know, like the clear things of the systematic problem that I see that I'm just like rebellious against, blame me. But yeah, I guess like I've just been, there's so much to do in the physical world. Like there's so many scenarios and so many just little nuggets of me's trying to get comfortable in my own skin, talking in a conference room, talking to a small stage, like on a small stage to a small crowd of people, you know, like there's still so much there that I feel like is rich and more aligned with like what I've been trying to build my whole life, that it just feels like this whole other world. And it changes too. Like there's sometimes where I feel like I have the biggest advantage of in the world, because I'm so like, I'm in our generation, but I take more wisdom from the previous generations. Like I have such an easier time talking to older people who do use technology. It's not like the ones who are like cursing it, but like use it, but in a much more reduced, distilled way than our generation does. And I feel like I'm actually like bridging that like wisdom gap, because we just like write off, and rightfully so, like there's such a, more than ever, there's such a divide between our generation and our parents' generation and our grandparents' generation, like in terms of just understanding cultural stuff. But like, And then there's other days where I just feel like, and so I feel good. I feel like everything that I feel about how our brains haven't evolved to actually absorb and digest the information that we're the information and the stimulation that we're constantly charging our brains with, like I've got enough of that in my own life, like folding laundry and like making sure I pay my taxes, like the little things that like that stimulates me way more. But like I do in terms of like physical, like physiological, like nervous system, I feel like I might have an advantage there sometimes, and then sometimes I feel really behind. Like it just depends, but like it really does sometimes feel, it just depends on the day. But like more times than not, though, like I admit to you, like when I feel like I'm avoiding social media, like now I'm not going on Twitter because I'm scared, like because we're saying legit things, and I'm like, hey, I'm kind of building a company, and like, you're just okay, oh, here it is, and like, we're actually doing legit things, and I really care about it. Here we go.
But it's having a knock-on effect with me because it's like I'm reluctant to tag you or like to do anything or to even admit that I'm working with you. And I'm like, well,
And
like,
that's why, and that's why I'm saying right now it's a problem, because there's things that like this is, if we're talking in terms of phases again, like this is the take your lead, put everything out, get virtue signaling back, like call response, because we are building the thing and everybody needs to help us. And then I get to go back to, once we get our, then I get to go back to like my Madison, like, hey, maybe I post once a month, but it's a really cool collage video of like everything that you and I were doing, like mixed in a music video with like a poem overlaid on top of it. And that's like, but like that's when I think of, and I just haven't had the time in my life to do that, but when I've always thought about like what my social media was, like there was a period of time where I used Instagram, and you can see, like I think I kept some of them, but like you can see like how I started with social media, which was actually like just my friends and my family, like just celebrating them. It wasn't pictures of me. It was just like, hey, I'm like, hey world, or hey small group of friends, here's what I care about, here's my family, here's my friends, I love them. And then you see this little period of time where I was on my Instagram and like I like caught the bug, and like it was all just like hot pictures of me doing like random stuff. And then I went through a like personal struggle, and then I like saw what I was becoming on social media. And then you see this period of time where just in my pictures alone I was trying to portray that I was unhappy and I was not good. And at the time, like that felt really good to me, because it was like this little act of rebellion. And then it just kind of died off. Like I felt like I had that little after a rebellion, and then I like kind of sandwiched it. Like if you, this is just my Instagram. Like that's the only place I've ever really posted. And because I'm more of a visual person, and like I can tell more in like an image than I can, like I can tell a lot of words, but like saying that meaning is hard. So anyways, that's just like how I think about that. But no, so like 9 times out of 10, this moment in time, I need to shut the fuck up, and I need to get over it, and I need to go do it. But where I land on actually how I value social media is gonna like d differ. Like I was literally 2 times during this call was gonna ask you, like, if we ever got funding, would you be mad if I got like a ghostwriter for my tweets? Like
God.
there, like, but like someone who knew me really well. And like I said it to them, and maybe like verbatim, they would take what I said and put it on the social media, but like I didn't have to do it.
Yeah, I'd be a ghostwriter,
Okay.
obviously. You know, I have conversations with you in the car, like, but it's just you and me talking, but it's me.
This is where you need to do a TikTok, and then like you need to do a TikTok of like you think like doing, and then I'll fill in for one of the rules that you do.
It's so stupid because I can really do your accent. Like, I can't do it if you're sitting there.
I already hear it coming out and I'm offended. It's like,
No, I can't do it if you're like sitting there. But yeah, just trust and believe. That wraps up the first episode of Behind the Scenes of the Thing. Thanks for joining us. We're inspired by early bulletin board system and online communities. We're a project that's just getting started, but our goal is to make tech more human for the public and to reduce monopolies. You can get in touch with us at thething.co. And until next week, stay curious.